Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in this, 2 Samuel, the third chapter here. And where we left off, we saw where Abner, who was, you could describe him a lot of ways. He was the commander of the army under Saul, I believe we saw. But he was the power that be now behind Ishbosheth, which is Saul's son that had survived and was now king, and king over Israel. David was king over Judah. Abner had had enough of Ishbosheth. Ishbosheth went too far and accused him of something. We're not really told whether he actually did it or not, but he accused him of something. He probably did it. He probably did take his concubine because that was a power move. But Abner has now decided that he is going to work on consolidating Israel with Judah, and he's going to work on turning the throne over to David. And you say, well, why in the world would he do that? You know, why would he make that kind of move? What was what advantage would there be to him? Well, these next verses, I think, might give us a little insight into this. So this is 2 Samuel, 3rd chapter, verse 17, says this. Now Abner had consultation with the elders of Israel, saying this, in times past, you were seeking for David to be king over you. Now then, do it. For the Lord has spoken of David, saying, by the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and from the hand of all their enemies. So Abner comes and he consults. And those seem like a little confab right here. He literally, the word in Hebrew literally means he had a word. He had a word with the elders of Israel. And he says, you know what? In past times, y'all were seeking after David to be king, you know? And, you know, he's probably thinking along the line, I've done what I thought I should have done with Saul, with his son, this kind of thing. But now it's time to bring David in. And then he literally just declares this to him. Now then, do. D-O, just do. Now then, just do this. Why? For the Lord had spoken of David. He knew what the Lord had spoken of David. And we've seen a couple of these things in 1 Samuel 9th and 15th chapter. Saul actually knew and declared. He knew that David would be the one. Abner knew this. And he reminded him. He said, we know that the Lord has spoken that it's going to be by the hand of his servant David that he will save my people. Okay? He will save us from the Philistines, and he will save us from the hand of all the enemies, not just the Philistines, but all the enemies. So Abner shares this with the elders of Israel. Verse 19, Abner also spoke in the hearing of Benjamin. Okay, in the hearing of Benjamin. And in addition, Abner went to speak in the hearing of David in Hebron, all that seemed good to Israel, and to the whole house of Benjamin. And so he is really on a PR tour. I mean, it's very much a political kind of thing that you would see today happening, whatever the instance may be or whatever the agenda is. You know, man's man, right? And so he speaks a word to the elders of Israel. He goes and he speaks in the hearing of the people of Benjamin. Okay? Now, remember, Saul is from the line of Benjamin, right? He also goes into the hearing of David in Hebron. So he's saying it to both sides, shall we say, that this seems good. He tells David, he tells people there, hey, Israel is open to this. The house of Israel is. The whole house of Benjamin is open to this. It looks like this is something we may be able to put together right here. So verse 20 says this, then Abner and 20 men with him came to David at Hebron. And David made a feast for Abner and the men who were with him. So remember what Abner had floated the trial balloon to David, sent word to him, said, hey, I'd like to work on doing this. And David says, well, before you show up down here, you better bring my wife with me, Michal, remember the daughter of Saul. And he had done that. He had done that. Remember how her husband had followed after her and had cried and was just weeping. Abner finally looked at him and said, hey, man up, go home. Just go home. It ain't going to happen. And so apparently he had done that. David prepares this great feast. They have a feast together. Verse 21, and Abner said to David, let me arise and go and gather all Israel to my Lord, the king, that they may make a covenant with you and that you may be king over all that your soul desires. Now, just think on this for a moment. We've talked about this several times, but it's always good to be reminded of it. And David had been anointed king many years before, maybe even as long as 20 years before, probably between 15 to 20 years. If you had to nail me to the wall, I would have said 17 or 18 years, but, you know, something roughly like that. Is this now the time? You know, David had turned down opportunities, several opportunities to ascend to the throne through his own hand, through the doing away of his enemy, but now his enemy's gone. But there's another king that's arisen. Is now the time for this? And you've got this guy, Abner. You know, can you really trust Abner? Do you do this? You know, what's going on with this? And Abner says, hey, let me go. I can tell you, the house of Israel's open to this. The house of Benjamin's open to this. Let's go. I will bring them all. I will gather them to you, and we will make a covenant to you, and you will be king over all of Israel. End of verse 21. So David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. In other words, he went away in peace. He wasn't an enemy, wasn't anything like that. And you think, well, man, this is looking good. This is looking great. Well, it is looking good. It is looking great. But remember what Abner had done. Remember when Abner had fled? And what was the guy's name? Asahel, that was fleeing after him, chasing him down. And he wound up killing him with the butt of his spear. And the butt went all the way through the guy, all the way through to the back of him, killed him instantly. That kind of thing. Yeah, that was not forgotten. Abner went away in peace with David's blessing to bring this together. The next verse, I'm going to read the next verse, and then we'll pick it up in the next episode. Verse 22. And behold, the servants of David and Joab, remember Joab, came from a raid and brought much spoil with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he had gone in peace. So our initial reaction may be, so what? But then you start thinking about it a little bit. Wait a minute. Joab was the brother of this guy that Abner killed. Abner and the servants of David, they'd been off doing what they're supposed to be doing, raiding, dealing with the enemies, right? And they brought in much spoil with them. They'd been victorious. But then they find out what is going on. Okay, we'll have to look at that next episode. This last verse is setting us up for that because they come in, but Abner had just left the presence of David. David has sent him away in peace. He leaves, servants of David and Joab come into town, and they don't know, and they're about to find out that Abner had been there. I'll give you a little advanced tip. This is about to get serious. It is. Well, we'll look at it next episode. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.